Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Vav. We are up to Sif Beis, the last line on page 228. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Hayu lefanav pri ha'adama upri ha'etz. A person had in front of him a fruit and a vegetable. Uberach al pri ha'adama. He made a bari pri ha'adama on the vegetable. V'niskavein liftor es pri ha'etz. And he had kavana with his bari pri ha'adama to cover his fruit as well. The halacha is yotze. So again, you have a fruit and a vegetable. You make a bari pri ha'adama on the vegetable, having in mind to pater the fruit, you're yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin. Dafka di'eved. This halacha is dafka b'di'eved. But according to everyone, one should not be covering a fruit to bari pri adama. It's always better to make the designated bracha for that food item. So although we learned last time that a hadama covers a ha'etz, but l'maisa, that's only b'di'eved, l'chadchila should make a bari pri ha'etz. And anyway, there are opinions that we'll see shortly in Reish Yud Aleph. That there's an inyan to have first the fruit and make a bari pri ha'etz before the bari pri adama. And over here, you're making a bari pri adama on the vegetable, you're covering the ha'etz. So though you are yotze, it is only b'di'evin. Sivkotan ches lefanov, noka lefanov l'rabusa. The Mechaber mentions over here the fruit and the vegetable were in front of you. The words in front of you is adding a chiddush. Da'afilu hoyo lefanav priya eitz kesheberach. Even if the fruit was in front of you when you made the bari pri adama, lo niftar memela. You're not yotze automatically. Ela imkein niskavin behed yeliftar. The chiddush of the Mechaber, by saying they were both in front of you, is that even though the fruit was in front of you when you made the hadama on the vegetable, still it only covers the ha'etz when you make the hadama if you were mechavin to cover the fruit. But in truth, even if you had express intent to cover the fruit with your hadama, it would work even if the fruit was not in front of you. So the point of Mishnah Berurah is telling us is the Ikar Nekuda over here is that you had kavana when you made the hadama to cover the ha'etz, the fruit did not have to be there. The chiddush is, even if the fruit is there, being there doesn't help unless you have kavana. That is the chiddush of the Mechaber, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though the fruit is there when you made the hadama, it will not cover the fruit unless you had kavana that the hadama should cover the fruit. Sivkotun test, pri ha'adama, pri ha'etz. Again, you had in front of you a pri ha'adama and a pri ha'etz. V'cheinim hayo lefonov davar shebirchaso shahakol v'davar shebirchaso bari pri adama. The same din that we're saying over here, when you have a ha'etz and adama in front of you, would be the exact same halacha if you had something that was a shahakol and something that was a adama. V'niskavim b'shahakol liftor gamma min hasheni yotze b'dievet. If you made the shahakol on the shahakol food and you had in mind to cover the hadama food, since we know shahakol covers everything b'dievet, so the same way that the Mechaber discusses a vegetable and a fruit, you made a hadama, you had kavana for the fruit, it covers it. So too, if you have a candy and you have a vegetable and you make a shahakol on the candy, you have kavana to cover the vegetable, that also would cover the vegetable b'dievet. Sivkotan yud. Very important Mishnah Berurah over here. So we said in the Mechaber again, you have a fruit and a vegetable, you made a hadam on the vegetable, you are mechavin to cover the fruit, you are yotze b'dievin. V'ayin b'shari tshuva d'yesh cholkim al zeh v'svir lehu. Look in the shari tshuva where he writes, there are those who argue on this psak of the Mechaber, and they hold, Shafilu niskavin liftor es pri ha'etz amunach lefanav lo yotza. Even if you had kavana to cover the fruit and it was in front of you, it doesn't work. V'tzarech lachzor ulevarech borei pri ha'etz. And you have to go and make another brach on the fruit of pri ha'etz. Upirchas borei pri adama lo ha'etz levatala. But still, the brach of borei pri adama was not a brach levatala. V'niskaima al pri ha'adama levad. L'maisa, the bari pri adama covered the vegetable, but this shita holds that it does not cover the fruit. You would have to make a separate bari pri eitz to cover the fruit. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Oschesi points out, The same way that this shita argues with the mechaber and says the hadama on the vegetable of mechabim for the fruit will not work, so too this shita holds. If you have a shakel and a hadama, you make a shakel, you have in mind to cover the hadama, this shita also holds that will not work. Continues the mishabura, mikol makom still. Masik, the maskana of the Shari Tshuva is, did b'dieved ein lachzor levarich. Even though it's the machlokas, the mechaber, and what the Shari Tshuva brings down, the yeshchokim, but the bottom line he says is, b'dieved, you would not go back and make another bracha of bari p'yates on the fruit, u'kedasa shulchan aruch, you will rather keep with the psak of the shulchan aruch, the safek brachas lahakel. We say safek brachas lahakel, since according to some shitas, making the adam on the vegetable, having in mind the fruit yotze, according to some shitas, you're not yotze, so it's a safek, whether you should make ha'etz or not, safek brachas lahakel, you do not go ahead and make another bracha. V'yoser tov lios nimlach, the best etza zakta mishabura, is to actually change your mind. So even though you made a hadama, you have had in mind with the hadama to cover the ha'etz, lemaisa, you're still in a situation of a suffix if you should make another ha'etz or just biyotze with the hadama that you made. So the best etza would be to have in mind that you're not eating the fruit anymore for a little while. V'yachzor v'yivarech aleihem. And then a little while later, you'll change your mind again and decide to have the fruit and you make a bracha. And the notes they point out, this would not be a bracha shein etzricha, because anything that you're doing in order to avoid a suffix is okay. And this is clearly being done to avoid a suffix, and therefore it will be permissible. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Tessi writes, Shari Tshuva Ein Shom, Umikomokom Hasomech Asma La Shulchan Aruch Ein Limchos Biyodo Kihar Biyachorim Etiku Divra Shulchan Aruch Adina. Even though, Zat HaChavetz Chaim, I came out in the Mishabura and said that you could rely on the Shulchan Aruch, but the best etza is to be nimloch. L'maisa, if someone just relies simply on the Shulchan Aruch and he leaves the Bari Pradama to cover the fruit, that is also 100% fine. You should not protest against him. Now, there is a very interesting shiloh over here, and that is note number 14. So we came out over here very clearly that the bottom line is that you can rely on the Shulchan Aruch, that if you made a bari pri adama, having in mind also the fruit, that is okay, and the adama will cover the fruit. Even though it's a machlokas, but savi bros loka, we said that's okay. But if you look at note 14, he reminds us of something we learned a little while ago. Omnam le'inyan misha berach ala parperes bari mene mizonos. A person ate some kind of dish that was mizonos. V'kivein lifter es apas. And he had kavana with his bari mene mizonos to cover the bread. So we learned earlier, she'en amol, it does not help. Ubir b'shar etzion sham sha'af she'birchas bari mene mizonos poteres pas. Even though really a mizonos covers the bread, haynu dafka k'shebirich al pas bilvad. That's only if you take a piece of bread alone and you make a mizonos on the bread, then you're covered. Umishum she'en lebrocha malochu el al pas. You make a mizonos on a piece of bread, there's nothing else for it to be chalon, so it's clear the mizonos will go on the bread and it will cover it. Aval, kishebirech al haparperes. But if you made a mizonos on something that's really mizonos, virak shechoshav lifter es apas eino poter. But if you made a broch on a mizonos, you had in mind to cover the bread, you are not yotze. Like the shitas we're bringing over here, lagabe the hadama and the eitz that are brought in the Shari Tshuva, the yeshchokim, that if you make a hadama having in mind to cover the eitz, it doesn't cover the eitz. If you had a fruit that was a eitz, and you made a hadama, it would work. But to have a hadama made on a vegetable, and having in mind also to cover the eitz, that will not work. So that is the same shita. But the heira chazanish, b'mazeh shone mikan she'enu chozer mevarich. The bottom line over there, the Mishabura said that you would go ahead and make another bracha of hamotzi on the bread. And over here, you're not making another bracha on the fruit. So the Chazanish is asking on the bottom line, if you look back on page 156, we said if you make a bracha on the papyrus, it doesn't cover the pas. The Shaar Tzion writes in Os Beis on 156, the top line he writes, Sha'af du ba'alma poter b'dievet birchas borim ne mezonos lapas. Even though normally a mezonos covers bread, Hainu heicha sheberach rak al oso pas. That's only if you're only making a bracha on the bread. The ein la bracha malochu. The bracha has nothing to be chalon, so the mezonos will cover the bread. Aval kan sheberach al paperes. But here you made a bracha on something that's really mezonos. Elo de b'mashavto choshav lifter apas. With the mezonos on the cake, or whatever it is, you had in mind to cover the bread, eino poter, it doesn't work. So if you look at note number 8 on page 156, he brings the question of the Chazon Ish. Why does the Chafetz Chaim come out clearly over there? If you made a mezonos on one food, having in mind the bread, it does not cover the bread at all, and you must make another brach of hamotzi on the bread. And over here, we come out that the bottom line is that if you made a hadama on the vegetable, you had in mind the fruit, even though it's a machlokas, but yet we say it is okay. What is the chiluk? Why is the hadama b'dyevet okay for the fruit and the mezonos is not okay for the bread? So there's a beautiful chiluk brought down over here, note number 8, from the Shevet Alevi, from Rav Osner. And I'd like to read it, note number 8 on 156, second paragraph. The Shevet Alevi answers, Shebet pas, when it comes to bread, Kevan shaya evsher levarech alav barim ne mezonos, kamo amine dagan. Really the bracha on bread should be barim ne mezonos, just like on any kind of mezonos. Tiknu lo chazal bracha miyuchedes. Even though the bracha of Barim Nevizonos would be appropriate, but Lamaisa, they established a special bracha designated for bread. Im kain, if so, gam kishem mechavin b'mefurish lepotra. Therefore, even if you are mechavin explicitly to cover it, adayin nechshav kemishev yi takanos chazal. It's like you're going against the takana of chazal. Therefore, since you have some papyrus, the mizonos is going to be chalon. Adayin yesh biyodu l'kayim takonos chazal uvarech hamotzi alapas. Chazal u'misakein. Even though mizonos is a proper bracha for bread, bread is so chashiv it gets its own bracha. And therefore, if your mizonos has something to be chalon, it will not cover the bread, and the bread will still require hamotzi. Masha'enkein bibirchas borei priya eitz. There's no special takana that we gave fruit their own bracha, special bracha b'rei priya eitz. It just grows on a tree, so the bracha mevel is b'rei priya eitz. V'kevan she'af pri eitz tomeach min hadama. Since the facts are that a fruit from the tree also initially comes from the ground, nechsheves af bracha b'rei priya adama k'ruya l'priza b'dyevid. That's why b'dyevid, the hadama, will cover the eitz, because lemaisa, that's just everything's just natural. There's no special takana for fruit to get a bar priyates. They just happen to be on a tree, but they also go from the ground. The adama will cover it. Ma'ashen came by bread. There was a special takana of chazal that it's so chashiv bread it warrants its own bracha. And therefore, if we have something to put the mizonos on, we'll leave the mizonos on the parperes and we'll make the special bracha miyuchedes on the hamotzi for the bread. Okay, let's go weiter in the mechaber Sif Gimel. Alex, if you could. Do your thing, I'd appreciate it. Zokt mechaber weiter Sif Gimel. Kol elu habrachos tzarech shelo yasik bein bracha la'achila. All these brachos that we're discussing that you're making on foods, you must not be mafsik between the bracha and the eating. The Ramah says, yoser michtei dibur. You should not be mafsik more than kidei dibur. We'll see exactly what that is shortly in the Mishabura. But there should not be a hefsik more than kidei dibur between the bracha and the achila. V'tzarech lahashmiya la'oznav. You also must hear the bracha that you are saying with your ears. V'im lo ishmiya la'oznav yotza. But b'dyevet, if you made a bracha, but you didn't hear it with your ears, you yotze. U'bilvach yotzi b'svasav. As long as you actually said the bracha with your mouth. V'ne'morim b'chaloshon. The brachos could be said in any language. V'lo yivarech orom ad shechase ervosa. One should not make a bracha if he is naked until he covers his erva. When were these words said? Ish by a male, aval isha, but a woman, yosheves uponer shalmata tuchos bekarka. When she's sitting down, so her makam ha'erva is covered by the ground. Ki bazem miskas ervasa, the way an isha's body is set up, that when she's on the floor, so her erva is automatically covered. Even if a person is not Arum, in Libo Roas Ha'erva, if his heart is able to see his Erva, as we learned way back in Chiluk Aleph, Oshe Rosho Magulor, his head is uncovered, Osir Lavarech, he would not be allowed to make a bracha. So we have many details of Hilchos Brachos over here. Let's try to attack one at a time in the Mishabura. Let's begin with Sivkoton Yud Aleph, Bein Bracha La'achila. The Mechaber said, with all of these brachos on food, there should not be a hefsek, as the Ramah said, more than Kedei Dibur, between the bracha and the achila. V'hu adin birchas ha-mitzvos, Bein Bracha La'amitzvah, Zok the Mishabura, the same way there shouldn't be hefsek between the bracha and the eating. When it comes to a mitzvah, the same thing, there shouldn't be hefsek between the bracha and the asiyas ha-mitzvah. The Ramah said, Yosef Mikhtei Dibur, Sivkoton Yud Beis, Hainu Kedei She'elash Talmud L'Rav, the amount of time it takes a Talmud to greet his Rebbe. Shehu, and that is three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. The Shaar Tzion points out, there's another sheet that has four words, the Mishavura here is paskening, that it is the time it takes to say those three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. V'yoser mehachi chashev hefsek. A longer pause than that is considered a hefsek. Umayri b'shtika. This pause that shouldn't be more than k'nei dibur is talking about if you're not saying a word, you're being silent, but you should still eat right away before the time it takes to say those three words. Aval dibur, but if a person spoke between his bracha and his achila, afilu mila achas habi hefsek. Even if he said only one word, it's a hefsek. Kol shu shelo letzarech habracha. As long as that one word is not related to the bracha, that's a hefsek. Of course, it's related to the achila we looked earlier, pass the salt, feed the animals. There are things that are related, would not be a hefsek b'dieved. But if one word is said that has no shaychus, that would be a hefsek. You'd need a new bracha. V'kamavur b'simik kus amav zayin sivav ayin sham. Od yesh chiluk ben shtika ledibur. Another chiluk between shtika and dibur. We just said one chiluk, dibur, even one word. Shtika has to be the time it takes to say three words. Another chiluk between a pause of silence and a pause with speaking. Tibidibur hu leikuva vetzarach lachzor levarich. If your pause is with speech, that is ma'akev, and you must go back and make a new bracha. Aval b'shtika hu rak lechatzila, the whole din of not interrupting with silence too long, that's only din lechatzila. Aval b'dieved, afilu shah harbe yosei mechle dibur, and you pause for much longer than tokede dibur, ein tzarech lachzor levarach, you would not have to go back and make a new bracha. Kol shelo hisiach daito b'ntayim. So if you just had a pause, ideally you shouldn't pause more than the time it takes to say those three words. If you paused even longer than that, as long as there was no hesach hadas, you would not need to make a new bracha. Speaking, not no get to the bracha, even one word, would require another bracha. If you look at note 21, he points out, the imdiber ba'odo loes kodem shabala. Let's say a person made a bracha, he put the food in his mouth, and while he's chewing, he spoke before he swallows. We see people doing this many times. We learned earlier, shetzarech iyan and tzarech lachzor levarech, that's a tzarech iyan, if he needs to make a new bracha. V'tam ha-safik nisbar b'bir halacha sham. We saw in the bir halacha over there, the reason for this safik is, shenechleku ha-achronet m'mhali'isa l'shem ha-achila n'sheves k'tchilas ha-achila. Maybe the chewing, having in mind to swallow, is considered already the beginning of achila, and that would be a tzad why you would not have to go back and make a new bracha. And maybe not. Maybe you actually have to swallow, so that's a suffik. Of course, we would say suffik brachas lahakil. V'hevi mi'achai odom she'tzarech she'yivlo al koponim es ha'tam she'motzas mi'pivma le'isa. The chai odom says that you would have to swallow, at the very least, the taste of that which is coming out from the food that you are chewing. Even if you don't swallow the actual food, but at least you get some kind of taste, that would be the minimum before you would be allowed to speak or not go back. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, kosvu ha'achronim da'achronim right. Even though we learned in other halachos, kriyashma, other places, that in the olden days, they would interrupt, but when it comes over here, between your bracha on your food and your eating, you should not be mafsik b'nei ha-kovod or b'nei ha-yira. If you stop for any of these reasons, you have to go back and make a new bracha. V'afilu la'anias amen o l'kadish u'kedusha u'baruchu gam kein lo yasik. You also can't be masik for any other dvarim shebe kedusha. You made a bracha, you must eat. No answering amen, no answering kaddish, no answering kedusha, no answering baruchu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, third to last line on the right side of Kuf Tes Vav. Lo yivarech al machal o mashke shu cham o kar biyoser. If someone has food or drink that is too hot or too cold to eat or drink, you should not make the bracha yet. Mishum chshash hefsek. Again, l'chatchila, you don't have hefsek. So if your coffee is very, very, very hot, you should first blow on it, then make the bracha, and then drink it. Don't make the bracha and start cooling it off afterwards. Umi sheberach amachal. One who made a bracha on food. Ula'achar sheberach nimas be'inav. And after he made the bracha, all of a sudden the food somehow became disgusting. Yesh lo lechol ktsas. He should still eat a little bit. Shaloyia habracha levatala. So it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. Of course, note 25 does point out, if it gets so disgusting that it'll be bata shaksu, of course you shouldn't eat it. We're talking about here, it got disgusting, you're grossed out by it, but at least one side is okay, and there's something to talk about, then avada, you should take a little bit, so the bracha has what to be chalon. Harotze lishtos mayim sheshofik tzas mimenu. A person wants to take a drink, but he wants to pour out a little bit of the drink first, and that was a custom that people wanted to do to make sure that no demons drank from the water first. So they want to drink, but first they're going to pour out a little bit. So, harotze lishtos mayim sheshofet tzas mimenu. A person wants to take a drink, but he wants to pour out a little bit first. Yishpoch tchila v'achar kach yivarech. So you should first pour out a little bit that you want to pour out, then make your bracha, then drink. Tarvayu isnu, because there are two things over here. Number one, mishum hefsik. If you can make the bracha first and then pour out the water, number one, you're being mafsik between your bracha and your achila. And number two, mishum bizui bracha. Here you're making a bracha, shakon yebidvaro. And the first thing you do is pouring it out. That's a bizay onto the bracha. You're making a bracha and you're pouring it out. So for two reasons, you should pour out first, make the bracha, and drink it. Kain kasa b'sharei tshuva b'simin reish beiz b'shem achronim. Kesha ochel egos, a person who wants to eat a nut. Yishabreno v'achar kach yuvarich. First crack open the pistachio nut, and then make the brocha, and then eat it. De'ein kedai lahasek harbein b'ra brocha l'achila. We don't want to have a delay between the brocha and the achila. You're going to first make a brocha, and then start opening the nut. That's going to be a hasek, and therefore first crack the nut open, then make the brocha, then eat it. And the notes they point out, this is not a concern when it's just a shalim. You want to make a bracha on a whole item and then you're going to cut a piece. That would not be considered a hefsek, because there's an inyan to make a bracha on a shalim. But over here, you have a shalim, even if you open the nut first. Open the nut first, make the bracha, eat the nut. V'od, and furthermore, Shema lo yimtzenu yafet. If you're going to make a bracha on, let's say, the peanut, and then you open it up and you see inside it's disgusting, so that would be a wasted bracha as well. The ain't a regular bracha, wouldn't be fit even for a bracha, and that's another reason why you should open the nut first, make the bracha, and then eat it. Ule'inyan sharei peros ayin la'el simen reish beis b'shai tshuva. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Kadin Gimel, b'svasav. We said in the Mechaber that if you did not hear the bracha that you said, you're still yotze, as long as you said the bracha with your lips. Avalem hir hir belibo es habracha lo yotze. If you just thought the bracha, you're not yotze. V'ayin leel besimin kupehei sebezim mishabura ubesimin samach beis v'alocha sov divramas lo yotze. Sivkotun yodal, we said you can make brachos in any language. V'ayin leel kupehei sefal mishabura. Sekotan tesvav biish, we said that you have to make sure that if you're naked, that you cover your erva before you make a bracha. Says the Mishabura biish, shagidda beitzim botim venirim, the makom erva of a man is sticking out, velo mahani velo kisa, it will not help unless you actually cover it up. Mashenkin, we said by an isha, if she is tam yosheves, so then we said poner shel mata tuchos bekarka. Says the mishaburas of kadin tazayim pirush devukos umuchusas bekarka. They are connected and they are covered by the karka, and they would not have a problem of the erva being revealed. Vitzarech lios mechusa kolkach. It has to be so covered when they're sitting on the ground. Shalotia nira agvoseha, that her backside also should not be seen. Ki ha'agavos yesh ben mishum erva. Zat the beis yosef, the agvos also is a problem of erva. So she must be sitting in a way that the regular makom erva is covered. The agavos, which also has a din of erva, is covered, and then she can make a bracha. The Magen Avraham speaks at length about this. Umasik the agavos ein b'hem mishum erva. He argues with the Beis Yosef, and he says the agavos are not a problem of erva. V'chein notek tzas das hagra. This is also how the gra leans la'el b'simen ayin dalim. U'be'el yirabba v'chein b'magen giborim mitzadin ledina ka Beis Yosef. They lean to say like the Beis Yosef that it is not a problem of, that it is a problem of erva. V'lochein yesh lachmi l'chathila, and therefore, since it's a machlokas, and the achronim are leaning towards the side of the Beis Yosef, that's a problem, l'chathila, one should make sure that the agavos are covered as well. We will stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sif Dalit. And we have two chedushim. Alex got a shot.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.